トゥルルートゥルルトゥトゥトゥルルトゥトゥ recording. What's up, 20-somethings? This is Gabe and Laura with another episode talking about our 20s. Join the 20-something community and let's have fun with us.
So today is September 1st, 2020. Crazy that we're already done with August. But today we wanted to talk to you all about some of our favorite things, habits, items, places, whatever, from this last month.
August was a great month. You know, we got the podcast started, we put out several episodes, and we're excited with all the support and how you guys are interacting with us. So to start with, thank you for your support, for being with us, and for motivating us to keep you going. So Laura,
yes.
About our five favorite things and everything else from August, how do you want to do it? Do you want to just go and say five and I say five, or are you going to go back and forth and then we discuss on what those things were and why?
I can start, and then if one of yours relates to anything that I have, then you can just like be like, oh yeah, that relates to mine.
Okay. Yeah, let's start.
So with school starting in August and being completely online, I decided to order a pair of blue light glasses from Amazon. And let me tell you, these things have been a lifesaver this month. I got two pairs from Amazon in a little set. And if anybody's interested, let me know and I'll send you the link. But they've been great because I wear contacts and I didn't want to wear my glasses, like actual glasses, every day for class. So these have been very nice. And they keep, like, I can really tell a difference. I didn't think I would be able to, honestly. But I can tell a difference between how tired my eyes get whenever I wear them versus when I don't wear them. So they've been great.
Useful and good for your health. Connects with
exactly.
Our episode on ways of staying healthy, you know, taking care of your eyes and your vision. I guess you will even increase your productivity on all aspects. So good for you. That's a good purchase.
I would agree.
Looks like it was worth it.
They weren't expensive either. It was like $10 for both of them.
Good. Put the link in the description and whoever's interested can go take a look. What else? You said an item, so something, you know, physical, but is there any food or anything that, you know, a place you liked visiting in August or, you know, what else?
Along with school starting and getting back into the swing of things, I've been trying to start some new habits. So one of those that I've really enjoyed doing is making my bed every morning. I know that sounds super simple, but I have lived 20 years and I have never once made it a habit to make my bed every single day until now. And it's been very nice. I feel much more productive whenever I have classes happening in my room. I don't feel weird having my Zoom camera on and like everyone can see my whole room. So my bed is nice. So it looks clean. So it's just a small habit every single morning that has been very beneficial to my productivity this month. And then another thing that I've been doing every morning, and then another one of my favorites, is I've been trying to eat breakfast every day. And my favorite breakfast at the moment is vanilla Greek yogurt with granola clusters. I'm looking at them right now. I'm trying to read what they're called. Drizzled granola clusters, the lemon blueberry flavor from Sam's. And let me tell you, that stuff is so good. But yes, those are two more of my favorites.
So that was three.
Yes.
What else? One, two more to complete five.
I moved apartments this month, and that has been a lot of fun. My new apartment is a three-story townhouse, and my room is so much bigger than my last apartment was, and I actually have roommates now. So that is my current favorite place. I can't believe I'm actually about to admit this, but my current favorite TV show is...
Yes. Yes, say it, please.
It's Grey's Anatomy.
Yes, I knew it.
It's not my all-time favorite TV show, but it's the current show that I have been watching the last several days. Before that, I was...
It made number one. It made number one in August, so that's all that, all that matters. Thank you. Okay, we can stop there. But nice. That was a great answer. Made me very happy. My favorite of your five favorite things from August, so mm-hmm. Yeah. Grey's Anatomy is great.
Gabe, I really want to hear all about your favorite things from August, but first let's take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsor.
So now I guess it's my turn to share my five favorite things from August, and as you guys already know, I'm a huge YouTube fan, so I'm going to start talking about my favorite YouTube channel in August, which is... Two Rocking Grannies. Two Rocking Grannies is my favorite YouTube channel from August. Well, as you guys know as well, I'm a huge fan of rock music. And, you know, old people are just the coolest people out there. So these two grannies from somewhere, I'm pretty sure it's the United States, but they made a YouTube channel reacting to rock music. And they reacted to several Metallica songs. And they're just so cute and so awesome that they make me smile every time I watch your videos. So yes, Two Rocking Grannies. Go check them out. I don't know. You're going to love it. It's going to make your day. So that's number one. Number two is my favorite TV show. I started watching Sons of Anarchy. I mean, that's the only TV show I've been watching. But this is not my favorite TV show from August. My favorite TV show ever and will always be is The Blacklist, right in front of Grey's Anatomy. But The Blacklist is just a great show, and the main character, Raymond Reddington, the guy is just awesome. Like, he's a unique character and amazing. You gotta watch it because there's no way to describe. I'm just a huge fan of the actor and of his character, and then this show just gets me into it. I watched the whole seventh season in 2 days. That's all I did for a whole weekend. And, you know, Laura, I'm with you with Grey's Anatomy. No spoilers, but their very last episode of the season 7 was when COVID started and all the restrictions and everything started. And they did half of the episode as a cartoon. It was so creative. It was so nice the way they did it. I mean, you gotta watch it and see because it was great. Moving on to my third favorite thing from August, and that's gonna be a book. Let me open my Audible here. I'm not a big fan of reading, actually, like reading physical books, but I love listening to books, just like podcasts. When I'm exercising, when I'm doing some, you know, house activities.
No house activities. That is so weird.
I mean, cleaning the dishes, like cleaning everything, making my bed, like...
It sounded really shady, not gonna lie.
That's what I mean. Just, you know, taking care of the home. But let me open up Audible. My top book for August is called How to Talk to Anyone. And it's just a book about... You know, psychology overall, like how to talk to people, not as in just saying words, but how to put yourself, how to look, make your moves, how to smile, how to lean your body, everything. Like, it's just a very interesting book.
How to make your moves.
Yeah, like, you know, according to what you want, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, if you want to close a business deal, you act some way. But if you're, like, flirting with someone, you act another way, you know, and then just make the person you're talking to or the group of people you're talking to interested in what you have to say, and then how to put yourself out there in, like, a strong image, I guess. It's very interesting. It's 92 tips. And then they split into body image, words, and a few other ones. And it's very cool. It's something you really should listen to or read because you can take a lot from it. That's number three. And then number four now, of course, it is my new mic. the microphone I got from for the podcast. There is a unboxing video on YouTube of me, my first YouTube video ever. So it's under Pod 20 something. So if you're interested, you want to go check it out. I try to make it fun.
Link in the description.
But the microphone is really good. It's a very good microphone, and you guys can notice the difference in quality from some episodes in the past, from the previous ones we just posted. So it's just great. Like, podcasting is something I'm really enjoying now, and I will be enjoying for a long time. So it was totally worth the investment, and I can't wait to put it for more use. Nice. Number three. Number four. Now, I'm gonna go a different route, and I'm gonna share with you guys my favorite stock for August. And I'm investing in the Brazilian market, so I'm not sure if that's gonna make any sense, the name of the stock or anything. So that is number five, my stock, my favorite stock. And I'm not gonna give the number of the code because it's different in all the countries, so you gotta find through the name of the company. But it's a company called Azul. It means blue in Portuguese, and it's an airline company. I know airlines are not doing good during these times, but somehow the stock price is still growing. I bought it real low when everything was bad, and it's growing, and I feel like I'm supporting the company somehow to keep it going. When I buy stocks, I don't buy as like I'm gonna make money out of it. I buy it to be part owner of the company, and that excites me a lot, because you see the company you own a little bit growing, and it means you're doing well in business too. This airline company is great. They serve amazing snacks. Their customer service is great. And you know, if I'm in Brazil, I won't fly with any other airline because they're very good. They give me several different options and just great benefits as well. So that is it. My number five favorite item from August is a stock.
That's very on brand for you.
Yeah, I mean, I should have talked a little bit about skateboarding items I got, but they're still on the way. So
those can be your September favorites.
Yes, stay tuned for September favorites. Nice. That was another very interesting episode where we share personal things, but that can apply to every 20-something out there. I'm happy we got to share that with you guys, and we truly hope that it brought some value. I'm very excited to see you guys on the next episode.
Make sure to follow us on all of our social media pages. And if you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed this episode,
nice.
Follow us on all social media platforms and stay tuned for our next episode.